Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, May 9th, 2024. Last month, we heard about the Maine Resistance Revival Chorus, which was just in the planning stages and inviting those who were interested to join them. Their first meeting went well, and organizer Joe Nimzura is back with us today with an update and another invitation for you to join them.
Hi, my name is Joe Nimzura, and I am a local music impresario. I am trying to get started a group called the Maine Resistance Revival Choir, and that's going to meet every Tuesday in Belfast at 6 p.m. to about 8 p.m. at 37 Miller Street. And it's a singing group, and you don't have to have prior singing experience. There will be no audition required. Now, the whole purpose of this is to make sure that people who are just sitting listening to all the bad news over the TV and radio and getting anxious about it have something to do to release their anxiety. And basically, because this is an election year, it's only going to get worse. So we're going to be singing songs about solidarity on progressive causes. And if you believe in solidarity on progressive causes, come on down and be prepared to sing your heart out. Again, that's 37 Miller Street, Belfast, 6 p.m. every week on Tuesday. For more information, you can find us on Facebook, and the address is the Maine Resistance Revival Chorus, or else you could call me at area code 808-352-1714. It's a Hawaii area code, that's true, but I live right here in Waldo County, Maine, and that's about all I have to say.
That was Joe Nimzura, organizer of the Maine Resistance Revival Chorus. Around Town is going to be out of town for the next few weekdays, Friday and Monday. We'll be back next Tuesday if all flights go according to plan. In the meantime, I wanted to let you know about a couple of events that are coming up on Sears Island. Friends of Sears Island is taking registrations now for free Tiny Worlds-themed activity kits for children. They say, in the springtime, tiny leaves and buds and creatures are emerging in nature. We can see them and learn so much when we take the time to examine things up close. The activity kit will include a magnifying glass and a small journal to explore outdoors and sketch the miniature happenings all around, as well as materials to bring some of the outdoors inside and create your own tiny world terrarium. The activity kits are free and intended for children ages 5 to 12. The activity kit quantities are limited, and they are distributed on a first-come, first-served basis. If you'd like to request a kit for your child, email outreach@friendsofsearsisland.org. Again, that's outreach@friendsofsearsisland.org. Also, coming up on May 15th, Friends of Sears Island is sponsoring an Elfin Woods Walk for children on Sears Island. And reading from the announcement, it says, quote, explore tiny worlds on Sears Island with a magnifying glass. Learn about mosses, lichens, and more in a forest that feels like a magical land where elves and fairies might dwell. Chloe Chun, Maine Master Naturalist, will lead children on the Western Shore Trail, where they will examine the tiny worlds on Sears Island with a magnifying glass. They will learn about mosses, lichens, and more in a forest that feels like a magical land where fairies and elves might dwell. It's for ages 5 to 12 with an accompanying adult. Pre-registration is required. That email address is outreach@friendsofsearsisland.org. This event is part of Science Squad, Friends of Sears Island's environmental education program for children. For more information on Friends of Sears Island or any of their programs, their website is friendsofsearsisland.org. Around Town, we'll be out of town on Friday and Monday, planning to return on Tuesday. As always, you can reach us at news@weru.org. I also want to take this opportunity to thank everyone who made a donation, who became a new member during our membership drive this week. Thank you, everybody. We will put your support to good use. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.